It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to continue on not just with the Guardians of the ALDS versus the Tigers, but Tito Francona, now the Cincinnati Reds manager. Yes, did not see that one coming. And right now we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger. With supplies and solution for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com today, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in the MLB and around sports every single week. And Brett Boone now joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brett, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for joining us. I
got
to say,
you got it.
Did Terry Francona being the new Reds manager surprise you as much as it surprised us?
A little bit. I had heard, you know, through the grapevine that the Reds were looking for, you know, to make a big splash, someone with a lot of experience. Well, I think Terry fits that bill. I think he's one of the last of the old guards. You know, I put Bochy right now as kind of the last standing, someone that's managed in, you know, 20 years ago and has managed in the modern era. So I think with getting him to come out of retirement, I don't think there's any lose in that hiring. He brings instant credibility to the franchise. He's always been a player's manager. Every player I've ever played against, I never played for Terry, played against him a lot. Every player I've ever played for said he's a great guy to play for. So I think this is nothing but a win. I think in the meantime, it really the fans in Cincinnati will welcome this move. Great resume, and I think, you know, it's nothing but a win-win for the city of Cincinnati.
So I don't know how to put this, because I think the Reds and Guardians organizations are kind of on the same level in terms of limitations from ownership and market size. Am I kind of being an a-hole if I ask, like, why didn't he wait for like a more premier job at this point in his career?
Well, I think you see something there, you know, with Elly De La Cruz and his ceiling. You know, for me, I look around Major League Baseball, and I said this a few years ago. There are great players all over the place. Obviously, Shohei Ohtani, what he's doing, the Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Juan Soto, what he did in New York this year, Bobby Witt. But the one guy I thought that was just better than everybody else and could reach numbers, historical type numbers, is Aaron Judge. And this year, we saw it. He almost hit 60 home runs again. He hit 323 in an era where people don't hit 300 anymore. I see Elly De La Cruz changing the game like an Aaron Judge can change the game, because not only does he have that type of power, that type of frame, I don't know if he's 6'6", 6'7", whatever, and he's so young. I mean, he's still going to fill out from a power perspective. So if Elly continues to mature with experience and get better, as I expect he will, this guy could be the next big thing in baseball. So I think Terry sees that. He sees the city, the legacy of the Cincinnati Reds, and it was right place, right time. Kind of similar to what Bruce Bochy did. He stepped away from the game, Hall of Fame managing career, took a few years off. All of a sudden, the right spot in his mind was available, in Texas, and he took it, and he ended up winning a World Series. It, kind of a Cinderella story, his first year back. But I think Francona, for whatever reason, he just felt that he was a good match for that Cincinnati Reds organization.
Brett Boone, former MLB star, our Odyssey MLB insider, joining us on the show.
Still a star, jeez.
Well, yeah, but he's not like a star in terms of playing the game. Yeah, that's all I meant. He knows he's still a star.
He's joining us here.
He knows he's still a star. Brett, we were just talking about the magnitude of this first game for the Guardians against the Tigers and what it would mean to start off with a win, especially with the potential Cy Young winner waiting in game two to go against you. But one of the biggest problems with this new playoff format is that these teams get a long kind of week off before they play, and we know how difficult it can be to kind of get yourself back into that routine that baseball players are so used to. As a former player yourself, like, what is the best way, from your perspective, to combat that layoff and be able to just kind of get yourself hitting the ground running after a week off from the game?
Well, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it. You know, I think for us as analysts and in the media, if they laid off and they lose, we're going to say, oh, it's because they laid off and they weren't ready. If they lay off 3 or 4 days and they win, oh, they needed that layoff. It was good for them to get healthy. So I think it's a catch-22. I don't think there's any rhyme or reason. I don't think there's, yeah, this is a good idea or it's not. I think it's individual. It's the season, your particular roster. How banged up was your roster going in? Were you healthy? Were you not healthy? For the teams that were a little bit banged up with a couple of their key players, this four game rest is really welcomed. For those that are healthy and are playing really good to end the season, you don't want to stop playing. So I think it's a very individualistic, and I don't think you can just kind of paint it with a broad brush as it's either great to have the layoff or it's not. I think it's just team by team, year by year. It's an individual thing.
Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed up by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So, obviously, a lot of Yankees fans looking at this like this is a heck of an easy path to a World Series. But when you look at the other three teams, the three AL Central teams, of the Guardians, Royals, and Tigers, who do you think actually has the best chance to not just beat the Yankees, but win the whole damn thing?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wow. You know, I'm never, since I've been doing this last 3 or 4 years, I'm never surprised. You know, I think I can analyze it and look on paper and who should win. And every year I'm scratching my head, go, how did that happen? You know, not the fact that Detroit won. I think they won 31 out of 42 to finish the season to sneak into the postseason. And they were hot. And you've got that X factor. For me, there's one X factor in this postseason above everybody else. And I think that's Scooble for the Detroit Tigers. He's that dominant right now. Detroit, wow, it's a great matchup against Cleveland. Cleveland's just kind of, you guys all year have been kind of under the radar, just kind of one of the best teams in the game, but not talked about a lot like the Phillies or the Dodgers or the Yankees. Kansas City snuck in at the last minute. They've got limited star power on the offensive side, but man, Reagans, Lugo, and Waka, they're kind of underrated to me. I watched Reagan's pitch the other day. He was outstanding. Lugo's like a technician, a kind of a throwback, doesn't just rely on velocity. And Waka's that grizzled veteran. So Kansas City's going to be tough. You look at those three, and it's kind of like Cleveland, Detroit, and Kansas City really has nothing to lose. The pressure's on the Yankees, the mighty empire. You know, every year it seems like you know, that fan base, it's World Series or nothing. Well, it's 2024. That's not really realistic. It's not the old days when other teams can spend just like the Yankees spend. So who could win it all amongst the other three? If I had to just the body of work, I think the Guardians, when I pick those three with the Yankees out of the equation, I think the Guardians and the San Diego Padres in the other league, I'll give them equal footing on this. I think they've got the best bullpens. And in the postseason in 2024, bullpens play a big role. Class A, for me, is the best closer in baseball, has been for a lot of years now. But that bullpen as a whole in Cleveland's really, really lights out. So if they get a lead early in the game, Cleveland's got the most that bullpen that is above and beyond the rest of these guys in the American League. Detroit, very formidable bullpen, but not quite Cleveland. Yankees, I'm a little concerned with Holmes. He's been their closer for the last 3 or 4 years. This year, he was shaky down the stretch. He's kind of in that role. He's out of the role. And when something like that happens to a bullpen, not from a physicality standpoint, from a mental standpoint, it can disrupt that bullpen. So I'm a little concerned with the Yankees and their bullpen, but Cleveland's as solid as it gets.
So, Brett, off of that, as you say that the Guardians are the best of the other three teams with a chance to win it all, I'm going to give you sort of an if statement here. The Guardians win the World Series if...
Dot, dot, dot.
Ooh. If the key factor for the Guardians, Kwan at the top of the lineup. Is he the Kwan in the first 3 months of the season or the second half? You know, I think in June, Kwan was hitting close to 400. He finished at 292. Just like a rise in San Diego for that Padres team, Tatis, Machado, they get a lot of the fanfare because they're hitting the home runs. Ramirez and should get the fanfare in Cleveland. He's been a perennial MVP candidate with Naylor now hitting 30-plus home runs. They're going to get the headlines. But the key, I think, for San Diego, just like Cleveland, is the top of the order. I can't tell you. In my career, I hit third, I hit fourth, I hit fifth. And when you have a leadoff hitter that can put together to open a game, a 6, a 7, 8 pitch at bat, it does wonders for the guys coming up after that. Kwan has the ability to do that just like Arraez does. So for me, if Kwan steps up in the postseason and has a big postseason, that's the reason.
Brett, you mentioned Jose Ramirez. We've kind of been having the conversation here at the station this week about just his Hall of Fame case and what a World Series would do for that. Would you say at this point in his career, Jose Ramirez is already a Hall of Famer, or does he need something like a World Series in his trophy case to get there?
Yeah, I think when it comes to baseball, I don't put much stock into do you have a World Series win or you don't. Some of the greatest players I've ever played against, Ken Griffey Jr., never, let alone didn't he win a World Series, he didn't get to go to a World Series. So that has nothing to do with it. The greatest player I've ever seen, bar none, is Barry Bonds. He never won a World Series. So I really don't put the stock like they do in the NFL with quarterbacks on baseball players and if they won a World Series. I think you win a World Series, that's a big team concept that one individual has nothing to do. One thing in baseball you can do if you're a great player is just eliminate you from the equation. We don't have to pitch to you. So there's only so much a Barry Bonds could do to get him to the World Series. Yeah, he's a force. He's going to be on base all the time. But if you want, you can take the bat out of his hands. Unlike in the other sports, when you can't take the football out of the great quarterback's hands, Mahomes' hands. So he has a little bit more of a say on whether they win a Super Bowl. So I don't put much credibility into you've got to have World Series wins because I don't think it's what makes the player. Ramirez right now for me, he's got to do it for a little bit longer, but quietly, and the only reason is because he's in Cleveland, he doesn't have just mass adulation. This guy is an awesome player. I love watching him, and year in and year out, you just look up at the end of the season, how did Ramirez do this year? And his numbers are always top, top. He's always in the MVP talk, and he's going to be again this year. You can't do it this year with Judge and Soto, what they're doing over in New York. But, man, this guy's just a great player. And I think right now he's definitely on that Hall of Fame track. He's got to do it for a few more years.
Brett, we got about 30 seconds here, but my co-host wants to eliminate the two different leagues having their own MVPs. So if you had to choose between Shohei's season and Aaron Judge's seasons for the ultimate MVP this year, which way are you leaning?
Judge, hands down. It's not even close.
Whoa. Hands down.
All right. That
not
is
even
a
close,
spicy
Brett.
Bit of meatball
not
there.
Not even close.
Love that.
It's not even, you know why it's not close?
Why?
Because Aaron Judge is running out and playing center field every day. It's a different ballgame when you're doing that.
All right, I give it to you.
Shohei, unbelievable. Shohei, unbelievable. And if when Shohei starts pitching again, he's going to be the MVP every year. He's a number one starter, putting up these numbers. It's not even close on the other side.
Excellent stuff, Brett. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Brett.
You got it, guys.
Brett Boone's going to be joining us as long as the Guardians are in the playoffs here, so hopefully we get to see him multiple times
all
more.
All the way in the World Series, baby.
But that was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. When we come by, we're going to talk about Terry Francona heading down to Northern Kentucky on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.